WCQ from WACIJ.
N9KOP, N9KOP from KE8PVV on statewide 2. Nothing here in KE8PVV monitoring.
Good afternoon, KHLTS, Grand Rapids.
Good afternoon, Grand Rapids. This is KE8PVV. I'm up in Bay City. How are you doing down there?
Pat. it's very wet over here.
Yeah, same up here. It's 34 and raining. But it's not too bad. We don't have any ice build up or anything like that, like they got up farther north. So how'd you guys fare through that wind last weekend?
Oh, not too bad. There was a couple three of them down, and I think I saw one tree down. Nothing terrible. It was nothing major over here. So I've heard the same things, that they're not having a good time of things up north. I know I got a few of my sites down up north too, last I looked, so which not surprising. I'm assuming the circuits are probably down. That's what I'm looking at, is what I'm seeing is it lost connectivity. I don't know if it's working locally or not. So hard to tell, unless you go drive up there and have somebody do it for you.
Yeah, lots and lots of stuff down up there. And I was kind of shocked at how many people weren't prepared in terms of having generators and fuel like that. I thought that's kind of a staple living up north. I know I'm up north. I've got a generator and plenty of fuel because our power outages last a lot longer up there. But, hopefully they start recovering soon, and hopefully a lot of people learn from this big old storm. But what did you say was down up there for you? I didn't quite catch that part.
No, just some of my work sites there. The connectivity they're showing offline.
Very well. Yeah, hopefully they get everything straightened out quick up there. I don't know what the weather's like right now. It's raining up there too, but it'd be a brutal day to be up in a bucket working on poles and power lines and trees. So hopefully those guys are staying warm and getting stuff done. But, I was actually looking at buying a chain, so I upgraded my current chain, so I went to the Ace Hardware yesterday, and they were sold out from guys from going up, coming down from, like, Gaylord area. They were buying the generators and chainsaws from down here. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah, this is totally believable, though. I thought they would come and get whatever they could, no matter how far they had to go. Probably some people can't get into their houses or places of work or something because of that kind of stuff. Trees down, no power. So that makes sense. I know I was watching the forecast or the weather this morning, and I know it was raining pretty hard, or not raining, snowing pretty hard up there this morning because it was 34 at my house down here. Up there, well, I'm assuming it was colder because the radar said it was snowing real heavy up there. And then I think right now they're getting a bunch more ice again as it has warmed up a little bit. So I'm sure it's causing more chaos up there right now.
Yeah, not good at all. And I had heard that they were forecasting another wave of strong winds kind of by you guys, but not as bad as over the weekend was with all the tornadoes and stuff like that. So hopefully it all calms down here. But I'm on my way back to the office from my house, actually. I had to take my lunch break at home. I'm lucky enough to only have like a 10-minute commute. So I'm about to hop out of the truck here, but it was good talking with you, and I hope you continue to weather all this wonderful Michigan spring weather we're having. So hopefully I'll catch you on the air some other time. This is KE8PVV. I'll be hearing your final. 73.
All right, yeah, 73. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'm just going from the shop to the office and then back to the shop again. So, can't force. We'll catch you later. 73, KT of LTS.